run up and got, you know, tapped a little bit, and we just got to be able to finish those shots. And we had some very, very good looks and in and out opportunities, and we just got to knock those down in the big clutch time, you know.
Well, and yeah, you had some easy ones that didn't go, right? You had some open triples. You had some layups that didn't go. And even a couple of those goes, you know, you're able to, you know, work your timeouts and stuff like that and get, you know, momentum back.
Right, yeah. I mean, you do your best to find the best times and the best situations, you know, and using those, you know, using the media timeouts as well as the timeouts that you have. And that's a little bit of a difference maker at times when we're not really used to that type of flow. But all in all, you know, I thought, like I said, the girls did have a very, very good effort, and it just kind of fell up short. I mean, I know this looks like a pretty bad on the box score, but I mean, all in all, I'm pretty proud of the girls' effort.
Yeah, what was going right for three quarters? You guys were doing a lot of good things.
Well, we were digging in defensively, and I think we were fighting and doing as much as we can, you know, doing those small things that we talked about. And I guess it's hard at, you know, the time what you're at in tournaments to do that for four quarters. It's tough. And like I said, the ones that just grit in and get it taken care of and just find ways, you know, you just grit up and do your best. But like I said, you know, we've played some battles and we've done some good things this season, and overall I'm pretty pleased with the effort and this group of girls.
Well, thanks a lot for doing this. It's been great to spend time with you this year and the girls. It's been a hard year, you know, with all the external stuff, and the girls all stayed together, and that's a tribute to you and the administration here as well.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, Jack. Everyone's been really, really great with very, very tough times and trying your best to sacrifice a little bit for the team and obviously going through COVID situations and all those extra things that make a season even more tougher as a coach and as a player.
And let's give a shout-out to Maria and Liv. They are there with you by your side all the time, and I see the work they put in. It never really gets seen by most people.
No, definitely. There's a lot of people that make a program really good. And, obviously, I can't say enough about the assistant coaches that I have. I mean, you know, within, like, the scouting reports and the you know, helping me set up the gym on my other job type duties and taking stats on the sideline and just being there for the girls when they need someone to talk to. And just having that is making a program really, really good. I mean, we got also, you know, very, very good trainers, too. You know, Brad and Jaron do an excellent job keeping our girls safe and healthy throughout the whole season. There's still a lot of people and a lot of moving parts that make this team, you know, obviously better than it could be sometimes.
Okay, well, thanks for everything. I'll let you get to talk to the girls here and give them our congratulations on quite an effort this year.
Yeah, thank you, Jack.
All right. So, Matt.